two rulings from the Supreme Court today on environmental issues, and the Bush administration loses on both of them. We're joined now by Vicki Patton. She is a senior attorney for the Environmental Defense Fund, which was a party to these suits. Vicki Patton, let's begin with the one that concerns the Environmental Protection Agency regulating emissions from cars. What is this?
This is a historic case where the Environmental Protection Agency had argued, and ultimately unsuccessfully, that it did not have the power to regulate global warming pollution from motor vehicle tailpipes.
So it said we can't really address carbon emissions from cars.
That's right. And the science could not be more clear that global warming pollution is really one of the most urgent and pressing issues of our time. Interestingly, the majority of the United States Supreme Court agreed with that and held today that the law and the science together really compel EPA to roll up its sleeves and began getting serious about taking on really the urgent problem of global warming pollution.
Well, I'm just trying to absorb this ruling myself. Does this mean that the Environmental Protection Agency, and that really means the federal government, will begin establishing carbon limits in this country, which has been a very, very contentious issue?
That's really an excellent question, because what the court held today was that the Clean Air Act is unambiguous. The Clean Air Act is clear. It used words like capacious in providing the power for EPA to address the urgent problem of global warming. But there still is some work that EPA itself has to do in evaluating how it would go about that task, when it would go about that work, and considering sort of various regulatory sort of factors. This really underscores the imperative of a dual approach to address greenhouse gases in America, and that is for us all to urge EPA to, in fact, take up this responsibility and to address the clear and present danger of global warming. At the same time, it's absolutely going to be necessary for Congress to provide leadership here, because EPA has a long history of dodging responsibility and dragging its feet. So we really need congressional leadership and putting in place a comprehensive public policy solution to global warming pollution.
Let me ask you about the other case. This is Duke Energy. It's a power company, a conglomerate. It owns power plants in North Carolina, South Carolina. These power companies had said, well, we do have air pollution controls on these factories. Wasn't this suit about do they need to add new kind of air cleaning devices if they alter the factories in some way?
Well, you have a lot of older aging industrial facilities and power plants that have not really ever been subject to modern pollution controls that are commonplace today. What the court held today is that these core clean air protections that have been in place for really over a quarter century were being properly implemented by the Environmental Protection Agency. And Duke, and for that matter, other companies do have a responsibility to modernize their pollution controls when they expand their operations and their pollution in someone's neighborhood or community.
Vicki Patton with the Environmental Defense Fund, which won two significant environmental cases today before the Supreme Court. Ms. Patton, thank you.
Thank you.